Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 187. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new, fresh episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And yep, things are pretty weird right now. I haven't left my apartment for any significant amount of time in like a week. I haven't worn pants in a week. I've done more push-ups in a week than I have in a lifetime. But my enthusiasm for life, for becoming better, for becoming more driven, more compassionate, it isn't on hold at all. Nothing is on hold at all right now for me. Yes, things are freaking weird. But you know, life goes on certainly, and I think we really need to embrace this fact and this time right now that we decide what to make of all this. So in today's episode, I want to talk about something that is very relevant to what's happening right now, certainly, but also that I think will just be really helpful in your larger mission to just be a better, happier, more fulfilled person. And I think that's something you want, right? I sure do. So as you might see in the title here today, yes, I am talking about short hair confidence. And I'll get into what I mean by this and why it matters. But first, I'll check myself and say that I believe this to be a term popular with women. This concept was kind of foreign to me, but I've heard a bunch of my female friends use it. And like, I get it. Apparently amongst women, it's common to kind of fantasize about or like be curious about what it would be like to go short with your hair, like drastically shorter. And I get that, certainly. Like, I wonder what would happen if I decided to get a buzz cut and go really short. I'm curious about that too. But apparently, short hair confidence is a hot topic amongst women. It's a look, it's a vibe, it's a forbidden fruit that has drawn, you know, both the praise and scorn of women for generations. Wow, that actually sounded pretty epic. But like, I get it, right? You know, short hair confidence comes when you say, okay, you know, I'm gonna go short. When you make that decision and then you go for it and you go short and you rock that vibe and like you feel like yourself with that new look. And but apparently in talking with some women, apparently when a woman decides to go short with their hair, they don't like just do it cold turkey. They don't walk in Rapunzel and walk out Scarlett Johansson with that banging pixie cut. No, like they do it shorter and then shorter and shorter over time to a point where it's really short and they're rocking that look. Fun fact for that reference there, I had to Google women with short hair, and I'm now reading an article titled "Celebrities Who Prove Short Haircuts Are Totally Gorgeous." So that's what my life is becoming. And even more fun fact, this article is one of those like 50 page slideshows where you just have to click through each pick, and guess what? I clicked through all of them. So anyway, my point is that short hair confidence comes from going shorter and shorter over time. It's over that period of time that a woman gets what I'm calling short hair confidence here. That vibe, that confidence you get when you rock this look. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the confidence in life that you get that comes from momentum, that comes from growth, that comes from making small changes, baby steps, slow and steady. That's the topic of today's episode. And you know I love a good metaphor here, obviously. So here you go. And I hope I'm on base with it. If not, you know, just pretend I am and go with it. I think I'm slowly losing my mind here. But seriously, in this episode, I want to talk about short hair confidence, which isn't just a female thing. It's a human thing. That confidence which comes from doing, that once you decide you want to make a change in life, you then approach it day by day, small change by small change by small change. And it's those series of small changes that you eventually come up with a big change. And over the course of that, you build up some serious confidence. You could even call it big dick energy, which I've talked about before. But that's what I'm talking about today. And I think, you know, now this is certainly the perfect topic for the time we're living in. Living, you know, taking everything day by day. Not a lot to do day by day necessarily. And I say now is the perfect time to develop your short hair confidence by starting small and then doing it over and over and over again. And personally, I've realized how effective this mindset is in my life, that I think with some exception, you don't change your life overnight. You don't decide to make a massive change and then voila, massive change happens. Your life is different. It doesn't happen like that. Yes, it takes one moment of making a decision like that, but the change comes over time. It comes when you start doing it and doing it and doing it slowly but surely. You build change, you build confidence in life by starting small. You get over an ex by taking one small step to stop following him or her on social media. That's baby step one. And then it's baby step two, baby step three, and baby step four, and so on until you feel your sense of self return. You feel your sense of confidence return. And those steps might be, you know, distancing yourself from his or her friend circle for a while. It might be making a tough decision to maybe throw something out that reminds you of him or her. It might be promising yourself that you won't bring his or her name up in conversation with your friends. Like, whatever. Small steps. Small steps that you do over time until you're to a point, in this case, where you're over that person. You're free of that weight, right? Or like building your dream body. That, of course, comes over time. You start with one push-up and then 10 and then 100. You start by throwing out the garbage foods you've been eating. You start by getting more sleep. You start by signing up for that class. And then you attend the class. And then you do it again over time, little things. Maybe you want to be an entrepreneur or a podcaster. Hey-o. You know, you start small, little by little. You start by writing your idea down, editing it, thinking it over. And then you start by recording your first episode, and then you release it. You start by creating your first product, and then getting your first sale. And then you do it day in and day out, little by little, until you're doing $100,000 in sales, or until you're in the top 100 on iTunes or Spotify, little by little. And it's over the course of doing this, of approaching life like this, that you develop confidence, short hair confidence. Because confidence, self-esteem, self-respect, it's built by doing. It's not built by just making a decision. It's not built by thinking. It's built by doing. Slowly but surely. It doesn't have to be big. Just doing. In this case, it's built by going shorter and shorter until you're at that stage where, boom, you've done it. And this might sound intuitive, but again, like many things I talk about, we don't necessarily live like this. Personally, I've found myself thinking that I can one day simply like uproot and transform my life, that I could do it overnight. But that simply isn't true. You know, yes, a big transformative moment in life is certainly the moment where you decide to make a change. It's a big moment to finally look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I want to be over my ex. And in this moment, I'm committing to do that. It's a big moment to say, I'm going to start writing or producing or recording. It's a big moment to say, I'm not going to stop until I get my dream job. It's a big moment to say, I'm going to commit myself to my health and fitness. Those are big moments, of course. But short hair confidence doesn't come from those moments. It comes in week 3 of not texting your ex. It comes in week 5 of consistent workouts. It comes in week 6 of releasing consistent podcast episodes. It comes in week 12 of whatever new course of action you're doing. It comes in baby steps over time. And as the world's most impatient dude, like that's sometimes a tough pill for me to swallow. You know, I want it today. I want it now. What the heck? And, you know, in fact, I'd like to speak to a manager. Like, what is this about? What's going on? But I need to check myself and realize that Rome wasn't built in a day. And neither is your momentum in life. Neither is your confidence in life. Neither is your sense of self, your self-respect, your self-esteem. It takes a decision. It takes a commitment. But the real magic, the real meat and potatoes, that happens in week 3. happens in week 6, happens in week 12. And frankly, even though I am impatient, that's a beautiful thing. I really think it's a beautiful thing, because if you do this, if you commit to something you want to change, something you want to get that you've never had, and then you live it, you approach it baby step by baby step, you're going to notice your short hair confidence build. There's no way around it. You're going to realize how much easier it is for you now in week 3, in week 6, for you to push yourself, for you to create and challenge yourself. And then you're going to look back and be like, man, why didn't I start sooner? I feel amazing. I feel more confident. I feel like I'm becoming the person I deserve to be. And that's the power of small steps. That's the power of building short hair confidence. And I just wanted to do this episode real quick to remind you of this fact, because it's true. Like, even this week, as I record this, it's, you know, call it day 7 of the lockdown, I've built an aspect of your boy's short hair confidence. Under normal circumstances, I work out 3, 4, 5 times a week, and I've been doing that for years. So I more or less know what I'm doing in like a weight room or a gym. But this week, I have no gym. I have no home equipment in my apartment. So I've been left in the meantime to do like body weight stuff and anything I can think of. I love a good push-up. But in this case, you know, push-ups, right? I can't necessarily do a ton. I've never like tried to do this. I always have weights and I always just lift weights. So I've been challenging myself this week. I said, I want to be able to do more push-ups in a short amount of time. So 6 days ago, I started with 100 push-ups. And that took me about 5 minutes. And then it took me about 200. It took me about 20 minutes to do 200. Then on Tuesday, I did 150 push-ups in 7 minutes and 200 in less than 20 minutes. And slowly over the past 6 days, I've been doing this more and more and more. And now I'm up to close to 400 in 30 minutes, which let me tell you, that ain't easy. My arms and chest are like jello after that. But I didn't like up and do it on Monday when I decided I wanted to do it. I did it slowly over time. And now I'm just, you know, just glowing with short hair confidence. But seriously, you can change your life in big ways through small changes. And it's over that time that you're going to develop more confidence. So I say to you that if you've been struggling with doing something in your life, struggling to find the strength to do something, to let go of something, whatever, approach it from this mentality, a baby steps mentality. So many of y'all have been texting me, which is great. Text me. And I respond to all of them. And I've been seeing a lot of questions that are like, you know, how do I get over my ex? How do I build a business like you? How do I build confidence like you? How do I build an optimistic outlook on life like you? And I think a lot of the time people expect an answer that's like, oh, that's easy. You do this one thing and then boom, you'll transform your life. But to my point here, that's not it. Change starts small and ends big. It's not the other way around. It's not a big change, right? It grows. So to those questions, I answer in the same way. Start small, do small, keep aiming small, and then you do it over and over and over again. Start with 10 seconds of courage. Start with speaking up for the first time. Start with walking away from a situation for the first time. Start with walking through that gym door for the first time. Start with filling out that application for the first time. Start with taking that first selfie, sending that first text, whatever. Start, start, start. And then each day, find the strength to do it again and again. And then continue to find little additional small things to stack on those other small things and watch that stack grow and grow and grow. And that is how change happens. And that is how confidence builds over time. That is the beautiful thing about how you can build short hair confidence. And life is so amazing because approaching your life from a baby steps mentality does two specific things. First, it gives you exactly what I've been describing here, confidence, short hair confidence. There's literally no way around this, that when you do and do and do and you do over time, you will develop more confidence. I promise you that, because you're literally leaving behind a life. You're leaving behind a mindset of not doing. And the mere fact that you can look back and realize that, it will change you. I'm so serious about that. This is unavoidable. Money back guarantee if this doesn't happen for you, because it will. The more you do, the more your confidence will grow. And all those things you do don't necessarily have to be wins. They don't have to be big wins. Just do and do. It will lead you to where you want to go. And it will lead you to a point where I think some amazing things could possibly happen. That's point two. Life's amazing because it's weird in that it can change fast. One of those baby steps could be a huge step and you might not realize it. One of those baby steps might open a door you never imagined was available to you. Then boom, you're in a different city, in a different capacity, with a different career, with a different person. You're in the headlines. You just never know. Baby steps could reward you in huge ways. Your sixth job application could lead you to your dream job. Your 20th podcast episode could lead you to the top charts. Your fourth song release, album release could land you in the Billboard Top 100. Your eighth first date could lead you to that special person. Your 20th time challenging yourself and speaking up could finally get you what you want and deserve. And all those things start with you taking a long, deep breath and saying, okay, let's do this. I'm committed. And you do this, you commit with baby steps in the right direction. Just one, and then two, and then three, and then you're off to the races. And again, it could seriously be anything. It could be getting up and taking out the trash. It could be deleting your ex's number. It could be researching gyms in your area. It could be registering, buying that domain of your future business. It could be putting that hoodie you hide yourself in the back of your closet for good. It could be writing down one thing you're grateful for. It could be sending that job application or that tape for an audition. It could literally be anything. Start small. Keep building small and watch what it builds. Watch how it builds. Watch how it builds you. I am more than confident that it will lead you to a place in life where you're more secure, happier, more fulfilled than you ever thought possible. Because you're going to feel like yourself. You're going to feel like you're becoming the person you deserve to become, the person you're capable of becoming, because you're doing and you're doing repeatedly. And even if it's little things, I promise you that this will give you the confidence boost you've been missing and will lead you to so many more interesting and rewarding places in life. So that's it. End it right there. Short episode. Go out there, build that short hair confidence. You've got this. I believe in you. If you need some ideas or help, text me. My number is in the description. It's 312-584-4002. Again, I respond to everyone. I love doing it. If you could also take 1 minute and drop a 5-star rating and review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, I would seriously appreciate it. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Text me. Let's hang out. I love connecting with you. And until next episode, I'm out.